Whenever you look at the news, you may feel forced to choose between echo chambers and mainstream media, conspiracy-obsessed alternative media. And that's why you should check out The Lost Debate. It's a podcast and YouTube show for political eclectics who want to escape their media bubbles and engage in good faith with ideas from across the political spectrum. Okay, so The Lost Debate is hosted by three different people. Ravi Gupta, a former staffer for Obama, school principal who founded ARENA, an organization that has trained thousands of campaign staffers and helped elect hundreds of candidates. You also have Corey Bradford, a political organizer from the Deep South turned TikTok star who once hosted a Fox News radio show, and Ricky Schultz, a Gen Z New York Post columnist and libertarian fighting to protect free speech. So first of all, you got three people who actually know what they're talking about. That's already you're on a good foot.
Yeah.
So then they cover the latest news, ideas, and trends that mainstream media overlooks. Instead of being at each other's throats, they focus on bringing new perspectives to the table in constructive debates that sound less like crossfire and more like discussions between real people. Mm-hmm. And that is what I do enjoy, and especially during this day and age when there's so many polarizing ideas out there.
Right, yeah. It's like it's hard to find two people talking about having two different point of views and not arguing,
right,
or straight up just coming at each other or thinking the other is making a point that's less than, when, no, you have a perspective, I have a perspective, let's just discuss it. Maybe we can learn something from each other.
Well, you can join the conversation by checking out The Lost Debate today. New episodes drop twice a week. Search for The Lost Debates on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an argument?
My name is Angel Lakita Moore, also known as Angel Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. My husband loves it. I'm going to even make it longer. I'm one of the hosts of this podcast, and I'm joined by my husband of almost 15 years. Tell him who you are,
babe. I'm Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, a.k.a. That Heifer. A.K.A. he get on my nerves. The other host of this is going to cause an argument.
Don't even get on your nerves.
Yeah, this is a weekly podcast. We talk about any and everything we want to. Any and everything we feel like. We might talk about family, relationships, politics, your family, or you.
we might talk about you.
Yeah,
we might talk about you. So we are joined by some amazing people that we love to give a shout out to at the beginning of each episode, and they are our Patreon.
Absolutely.
Beep, 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 beep.
What's happening, Patreon?
They are listening and watching this live. You too can do that and be a part of the conversation by going to our Patreon at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. We're actually adding a segment to our podcast. We're going to talk about all this.
Yeah,
we're
going to talk about all of it.
But the, our Patreon members are the only ones that actually get to participate in that section. So if you want to be able to participate, go on ahead to Patreon and join us. We also have five amazing sponsors of today's podcast.
Five.
I remember when we only could get one.
Yeah.
Five. Oh, Jesus.
I remember that first one.
I was so happy, too. You already heard about one of our sponsors, The Lost Debate, but we also have BetterHelp, Helix, Ritual, and Every Plate.
Plates.
We'll tell you more about them later on in the podcast, but when you support them, you also support us. So if you are watching this or even hearing this, you might be able to tell something is different.
Yeah, that actually might say, if you heard me messing and adjusting the mic, that actually sounded normal.
Right.
But I don't know if y'all hear that or not. But if you watching, or like she said,
hearing, listening, because we're closer. Well,
yeah,
you're definitely closer.
I'm definitely
to the
closer.
Mic.
Yeah. And you now we're both at the same distance, and you're
I
not
know.
Deep throating the mic.
Shut up. We hired a producer.
Yeah.
Y'all.
She's back here producing.
I mean, and when I say producing, this podcast is going to be a different format.
Yeah.
We have been doing this. This is year number 7 of us doing this. I produced the first 5 years. Marcus came in and produced year number 6 and a quarter of year number 7.
Yeah.
And we realized we just needed new life.
Yeah. We need a refresher.
This is not our zone of genius.
Need to replenish. Yeah.
So.
We ain't want y'all getting bored.
Miss Bree.
Bree
Jones, who's in the building right now. She usually won't be recording with us, but she'll be the one that is helping us come up with the topics and all the wonderful segments. And we are so excited.
Yeah, we're excited. And if you're watching, of course, you see.
Oh, yeah.
You see all of this newness. It's going to take some getting used to for me.
Now, these chairs might not stay with
us. These chairs are not staying with us.
Oh, is it too much?
I don't know. It might be too comfortable. This is actually better. This is better if I'm setting up.
No, because you feel like you get.
I feel like I'm engaged with the people.
Well, that's what I said before when we were buying these chairs. You were like, "Nah, the other ones you can't." You remember the one chairs? You were like, "Well, you can't sit and get real comfortable in those."
No, them was like bar stools though.
Okay, well,
we need a medium. You know,
so
the other ones that may be coming may be they're a little more sturdy, make you sit up a little bit, but they're still comfortable. They got arms, but
well,
these
regardless,
are just like let me lay back and watch a movie.
We're in a new spot. We are taking over the set of the Love Hour that retired as of last year. Kevin and Melissa were nice enough to allow us to use this space. So we aren't
y'all see the decorations, the chairs, the rugs, the wallpaper, all of that crap to be visually pleasing.
So Patreon, if y'all have any ideas, let us know. But what's not changed is we are starting this podcast off today with a segment that we love so much called In My Feelings.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good.
Yeah.
This is a segment where Marcus and I, tell them what the segment is.
It's where we talk about something that's got us feeling some type of way, whether it's good or bad or both. To something that may be happening in the world and our personal life. And we both give our take. We usually give something that's got us in our feelings and then something that's got us feeling good.
Well, let me tell you what got me in my feelings. This has happened a couple of minutes ago. I was lugging this heavy brown piece of furniture that's behind me, into this building.
That's two.
Anyway, and I was dragging it out of the elevator, and I was going to pick it up once I got it out of the elevator, but I had to get it over the lip of the elevator. The, I guess, owner of this wonderful establishment was like, please don't scratch up my floors. I just paid a lot for these. Now, mind you, y'all know I don't like for unsolicited help, but if you are but if you're complaining about how I'm doing something because it's affecting you, then offer your assistance instead of complaining. Or I'm gonna drag this across the floor and look you in your eyes as I pull it. I mean, the thing is that I had all intentions of picking it up or either doing the walk thing, but to get it out of the elevator, I had a box. And I had it, and I was just trying to get it out of the elevator so I wasn't having the elevator door stay open and ding. But the fact that, I mean, this is a grown ASS white guy that was just like, sir, I cannot believe you. You see me over here in these flip-flops, this wig. Oh, did y'all notice? Oh, we'll talk about that later. This full-length unit makeup beat, and you think I care about your floors? You're incorrect.
That's why I'm glad for the times that usually the asshole of me kind of just kind of levitates right there at the surface of me at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, you know, sometimes I react and it's like, that was too much. I shouldn't have did that. But situations like that where it's like, I'm glad I walk around with that mentality because my immediate response would be like, either you can help or shut up. That would have flowed out of my mouth so quick. As soon as you said it, I'd be like, that's what would have flowed out of my mouth. And in the reverse of that, of me being, you know, a jerk sometimes, is like someone could have been joking with me and in the meantime walking over to help me and me not realizing, but not.
I know. I did the same thing as you.
You know, you can take a rat out of the hood. Can't take the hood out of the rat.
Shut up. Tell them what's got you feeling some type of way.
What's got me feeling some type of way is I just changed it. I just changed it because I realized I probably shouldn't say that.
Okay, so we'll see you later. We actually have a timetable now that we have to follow. So.
I don't like it. Yes. Bree done brought rules up into the thing.
It's like,
wait a minute, Bree.
So you can't be BSing like you usually do. Marcus will be like,
no,
I
had a topic.
Know.
I was like, yeah, I'm going to talk. Then I'm like, no, can't really hit on that.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but go ahead.
We'll talk about it later. It's the war, actually. It's the Ukrainian-Russian war, but I won't hit on that.
Okay, well, hit on what you going to hit on.
What's got me feeling so, you know what? Angel's always like, something's got to have you. Oh, that's what it is. I put up a post last week about these parents at these bus stops and the passive aggressiveness that they be coming along with them. Like, the bus was late. And I'm sitting in my car and I'm looking. I'm looking into the side view mirror. You know, did the bus pull up down the street or not? So it's people now getting out of their car. And now with their hands on their hips, they're gazing aggressively down the street, shaking their head, throwing their hands up. They ain't saying nothing. They just doing all these body motions, I guess, as if to entice me in to join them in their anger. Uh-huh. But it's like, I can't stand that passive aggression. Kind of like what the dude did. Don't scratch up my floors. This is like, and I brought up a point of the people pressing the elevator button times. That waiting on the bus in that manner is the same thing. It's like, as soon as you press the elevator button, there's a program that button goes through. It's not going to come any quicker if you press it once versus 93,000 times.
Sometimes, though, it feels as though.
And yeah, and just enough. like looking down the street with your hands on your hips. It's you're actually speeding the bus up.
Yes.
You actually gave him a boost. Now he's not driving 35. He's driving 168 because you did where's this bus at? But that's the type of people. And there's one particular guy.
Uh-huh.
So when I pull up to the bus stop, you know, it's red. And then there's a bunch of signs and there's a light pole and everything right there beside the school that we catch the bus at. So I don't pull up next to that stuff because I can't get the car doors open because I open up the doors next to the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
So I pull up right after the red stops. So I'm the first car instead of pulling all the way up. Yeah, so we have to walk all the way down the street. So he pulls in front of me and then backs up to me, which, you know, is fine. So then as he's getting out, he looks at me and shakes his head. I guess he wanted me to pull all the way up so he could just pull behind me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was there 30 minutes before him or 20 minutes before him. So now I'm like, so you're really going to shake your head at me? So now you got my attention. So now I'm staring at you just to make you awkward. If you're going to look at me and shake your head, keep that same energy. Don't forget, we have to stand at the bus when we have to both walk our kids to the bus.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm still, now you're letting me be a jerk. All right, I ain't been a jerk all week, but now you're giving me my opportunity to be a jerk. So now I'm staring at you to the point he's uncomfortable. Now he's looking at the ground. He don't know. That's what had me in my feelings, because it's like, why not just say something? It's like, hey, you know, it would have been easier for me if you pulled up and I would explain to him, well, the reason I don't pull all the way up is because you see, once I'm past this point, all these things are blocking me from opening my door. You drive a shorter vehicle, you don't have those issues. You just want to look at me and shake my head. So keep looking at me. I'm going to keep looking at you.
See, I do the exact opposite. I don't give them angry energy.
Oh, I didn't give them angry energy. I just looked at him.
Yeah, I am in such a great mood. I got to park exactly where I wanted to, guys. This is exactly what I wanted.
So you do more talking. I didn't want to talk. I just wanted to listen. This is me looking at him.
Oh, I would have been smiling. You would have thought I didn't know that your anger existed. Ever.
Even when he ain't looking at me, I know he knows that I'm looking at him.
You are.
I just keep looking.
A troll.
Then we sat at the bus. Alvin wasn't there this day. So we sat at the bus. The bus finally comes. So he's sitting there, goes up. He's talking to another parent. This is me staring at the side of his face.
just being a jerk.
Oh, yeah. That's me. Thank you, sir.
What's got me feeling good is this unit. Patreon is in here arguing. This is not my hair. I got a unit made especially for audition season, and I have always been hesitant about getting straight hair because of how my hair has to be braided down really close to my head. My hair is very thick. It is extremely thick. Praise God, it's long now too. But I think she did a great job. She could have made it just a little bit bigger, but I love it. It's it doesn't scream wig, at least not to me. Other people might feel like it does. I don't. What really was the cherry on top to me getting this wig was my husband's reaction. If y'all could have seen, he talks about this harsh face he gave this man. He gave me the exact opposite. He was a beam of light. He said, ooh, I used to date a chick that looked like you. I said, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Can you tell them what your first question was when you saw the wig?
I don't remember what it was.
You said, can I tug on that?
Oh, because I didn't know if you had gotten your hair straightened or not.
Yeah, but that's not why you were asking.
Oh, it was for sexual purposes. But I didn't know if it was a wig or not, or if it was, you know.
You did, because I told, you didn't know if I had it sewn on.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. Angel ordered his hair 8 months, eight years ago.
It did. It took a long time. I was like, is this hair coming? Anything? So was that your feeling good and feeling bad, or do you have a feeling good that you want to bring up?
Oh, you know, this got me feeling good. Yeah, I got some. Can't even talk about them because I ain't ready to talk about them yet.
Okay.
But this set finally switching over this podcast into a space, having a producer. That's definitely got me feeling good. I think it's turned out.
Oh
great.
Yeah. Speaking of our producer, let's just take one moment. Yeah. Let's just
calm down. Everybody, sit down. Listen. Shut up.
Calm down. Sit down. Shut up and listen. I have been in this career of being an online entertainer for, it'll be 13 years here soon. Or it is 13 years now. I have to say, our producer Bree is the best money I have ever invested into this career. Ever. Y'all see these TikToks actually said it. Killing?
She said, this is the best investment I have ever made.
Ever made. Ever made. We met at the Black Love Summit. And, you know, I was networking, meeting the people that were backstage, and me and her ended up in conversation, and she told me what she did. And I was like, and y'all don't understand, I have been praying for somebody like this for us and for me on the, because she also is basically helping to manage my content that I put out on Instagram and TikTok. And because of all the aspirations I have, I know it is impossible for me to do them alone, but I always want to be able to pair with someone who helps me level up. Like, instead of, I know what I can do by myself. If I bring you aboard, I need you to help me be better than what I am by myself. And when I tell you, the TikTok that y'all love, where it's the clone version of me with all the kids, everybody was like, how'd you edit that? Y'all know I didn't. That's what you should know. Know that, yeah, I didn't.
I know anything outside of InShot ain't happening.
Listen, and I'm sure InShot could do it, but I'm not about to try to figure it out. So shout out to Bree for being amazing. And also shout out to our next sponsor, and that is BetterHelp. Yes, this podcast is sponsored, or this episode of this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, y'all already know how we feel about therapy, how we feel about mental health here on this podcast. But also in this podcast, you see how we deal with relationships. And relationships take work, mm-hmm. especially the most important one you can have in your life, and that is your relationship with yourself. And a lot of times we think we really know ourselves. We know why we tick. We know why we do certain things. But a lot of times we haven't really tapped into the things that we've experienced in life, whether they be trauma, whether they just be how we navigated our parent-child relationship or siblings relationship, how much those affect how we make decisions, how we approach our goals, even the goals that we make. And with the help of a professional licensed therapist, you are able to start looking at those things seriously and finding out what roadblocks might be in your way because of those relationships and past experiences. So a lot of people think of therapy as something that's only meant for people who are broken, who are in the middle of a life crisis. No, it is for the everyday human being that wants to be able to live their best, most fulfilled, happiest life. And BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you that you matter as much as everyone else does. And therapy is a great way to make sure you are showing up for yourself. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp Online Therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and is this going to cause an argument? Listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
That's BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
All right. So, I mean, I feel like we are really professionals right now. We have a new segment. Beep, beep, beep,
we got a new
beep.
Segment, y'all.
It is called
Hot Tanksley Take.
And this is where we introduce a unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
Kind of discuss it. Marcus, I feel like your life is full of
nobody.
unpopular opinions.
Nobody has more unpopular opinions than I do.
So what's one of your unpopular opinions that you want to share?
You know, I thought it would be fun if you just name an industry or a thing and I just say what I don't and I bring up something in it.
Fashion.
Fashion. Let's talk about it. Something I can't stand, and it's been fashionable for a while now. Actually, you got me a shirt recently. Is the weathered, torn, old look of clothes that people be paying a lot of money for.
The vintage
look. The vintage look. Wear something until it's worn out. I'm not going to buy something that looks old and rugged and run down. And even when you wear it, regardless of how nice you look with the shirts with the chewed up
that
collars.
Looks like a rat has
chewed. I'm not talking about, now I ain't saying this, Bree, just because you got on some jeans. I ain't talking about jeans with just like fashionable holes, but I'm talking about shirts.
Well, wait a minute. That seems hypocritical though.
What?
That you're cool with jeans that have holes in it, but not.
That's been around a lot longer.
You think
like
so?
Yes. Jeans with holes in them, just hole here, hole there. That's been around, and you can actually make that look like, all right, that looks good. But a shirt that literally just looks old and dirty, the neck's been wrung out. The collar, you know how you don't had a t-shirt too long and the collar's all chewed up around the neck and the arms. And I'm like, come on. Now really? that people can, I don't care who came out with it, Versace, Gucci, Louis, it looks ridiculous. It looks like everything.
I don't think you like anything that looks weathered. Like,
I got jeans with hoes. These got, you know, the worn look.
Oh, well, no.
See, like the wash in the front.
It, but I know you don't like it with, not just in fashion, you don't like it in furniture.
I do.
You like worn looking furniture?
Yeah, I like our table, our dining room table.
Oh, that doesn't look worn. It looks like it was unfinished, raw.
Okay.
I'm talking about when things have been.
Leather? I love leather when it looks worn. You know, all my leather boots, I had leather briefcases.
Like
anytime, the worst.
Wait a minute, will you buy it where it looks worn?
That's why I like rawhide looking leather.
Wait a minute, raw versus weathered.
Rawhide looking, like usually when you buy something that's like rawhide, it already looks kind of worn, like the boots that I got. Mm-hmm. Some of them look a little rusted, like rustic already. But the more you wear them, the better they look because they look even more. So that ain't what I'm talking about. A little worn in certain things, yes, ain't nothing wrong
like
with it.
With
but
furniture.
When it, you don't like it with furniture?
I don't forgot what it's called. It's some sort of chic, boho chic.
Yeah, I don't know the name.
It's when like they purposefully painted it, then they sand it.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I hate it. I'm like, either paint it or don't. But why are we playing games?
They even do it with cars now.
What you mean?
They literally, and I've seen newer cars that they've done it with.
Shabby chic. There we go. That's what it's called. Shabby.
They'll get a paint job, okay, on older cars. So they'll pull like, somebody restore an old car or a truck, distressed. They'll restore an old car, old truck, and they'll, you know how like older cars were actually metal on the outside so they rust?
Yeah.
They now are putting clear coats on that to keep that look. But now you got idiots taking brand new cars like Dodge Chargers that are all like plastic and aluminum on the outside and getting a rusty look and getting that. I'm like, that is it looks so stupid to me.
Why does it bother you so much with clothing?
Because if you wear clothes long enough, it's going to look like that regardless. If it's already going to get there, just wear it till it gets there.
Not you. The only time, your only things of yours that fall apart are your socks and your drawers.
Because I take care of my clothes. But I'm not going to wear nothing that if it looks like that, I'm going to replace. That's what people are buying, clothes that look like they need to be discarded. That's what's happening. You got some high fashion designer that went into a swamp meet and was like, yes, put my logo on this. Sell it for $300. People will buy it.
I love that you called it a swamp meet.
What is it? Swap?
Yeah.
Swap meet? Oh, that's what I meant. Swap meet. And somebody walked in and saw, man, this shirt's all right. They saw the high price tag and was like, bet, run it. Give me two of them.
No, I agree. There's a lot of things in fashion in general that just because someone said it's expensive, there are certain things that I have tried on where I'm just like, I can feel the money. I can feel where the money was spent. Mm-hmm. I can feel it in the way the threading, I can feel it in the weight of the material. And then there's other things where I'm just like, how are you getting away with this?
I seen an article recently where Payless done a social experiment. Did you see that?
No.
This was years ago. I think Payless went out of business by then. But they did a social experiment to where they put their shoes in a high fashion store and like ran the price up. And they were asking people, like, you know, why did you like this? Oh, I can feel the quality. You know, this is nice. This is it. These are Payless shoes.
Oh,
and people don't know the difference.
Yeah, that's half the time.
That's why, like, people are like, even shoes. People see, like, a lot of times, they're, oh, okay, Marcus, I see your shoe. I don't wear shoes unless I really like them and they look good.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people's shoes that, like, these high fashion, some of these Nikes and Jordans that designers are taking and putting their logo on. I'm like, this stuff is ugly. Just because it's your name behind it don't mean it's going to look cute.
All right. Well, that was
my unpopular opinion.
That was Hot Tanksley Take for the
Hot Tanksley Take.
First time, new segment. Let us know how you like that segment. The next segment, we are moving on to new segment.
Y'all like
segment.
It improv, beep, though? Beep, beep, you just pick something, I can tell you what I don't like about it.
Is taking sides. So, this is where we're going to bring up something that's a little more current, like kind of pop culture, and that people have really strong point of views on, and we're going to take a side. And the thing that a lot of people are talking about right now, it just finished its season. It just had its reunion. You all have asked us several times to do a review of it. We aren't, but we will give you a little bit of our opinion right now on Love is Blind. It was season two. It's a Netflix show. It's a dating experiment where you literally date someone without seeing them for about 10 days. And then at the end of those 10 days, you can choose to propose. You can choose to accept the proposal.
You have you choose out of the, it's like you pick who you want to date.
Yeah,
or who you serious about. You don't see them.
You don't see
them. You only
him.
Talk to them.
I mean, most of y'all know. And then at the end, you have a wedding and you decide if you're going to get married or not. After that, they had the reunion. So jumping to the reunion, there were five couples that had made it out of the pods. There was an Indian couple, Shake and Deep.
Deep
T is a real name, but they called her Shake and Deep. That's
no,
a couple.
Yeah, Deeps.
Deeps, yeah. Yes, with an S.
I just remember because I hated that nickname.
There was, we'll kind of hit a couple of the couples, not all of them. So Shake and Deep. Where the Indian couple and Deep decided not to be with him, even though she was like thirsty for this man when they first got out of them pods.
Yeah, which I don't understand why.
She was just like, oh my God, let's just get married today. That she was not taking, she was not reading the room because that man's facial expressions on camera
on
when
camera,
she was doing that was just like, I don't want to. But anyways, multiple times during the season, he would tell his castmates, she's so great. I love her. She's my best friend. But it's like being with my aunt.
Yeah.
Now, what they said on the reunion was that
he
kept
saying a whole lot of other stuff,
like
too.
Saying a lot of
like
other mean stuff
the cameras didn't catch, even to the point to where the other guys would go back and tell her, like, hey, you can make a better decision than him. Like,
right.
This is a bad idea. But even when they were dating, like, I didn't think he was going to make it that far. Just when they first started, you know, you got all these questions. His main questions were he was trying to get the size, to make sure somebody was a specific size.
He wanted someone petite, a skinny woman.
Yeah, a skinny woman, because he even said he usually dates white girls.
Blonde-headed white girls that are petite. And so he was asking.
So I like to shop. You know, I like to buy clothes for you. So, you know, what size are you?
So with Vanessa Lachey, the host, brought up that was really which was the most spot on thing. She was like, well, this isn't the show for you. If visually you really need something, then a show called Love is Blind is not the show you need to participate in. If you need someone to visually look a certain way.
Yeah.
And he was like, I know. Now, this is the one thing I will say. Shake wasn't lying about everybody else, though. Because
he had facts about everybody else. You just couldn't get past his annoying personality.
Yes, because he kept saying some BS. Everybody was like trying to negate what he was saying. But one of the things that he said that I thought was very poignant was Shayna was just there to be on the show.
Oh yeah, she was trash. They were both trash on the equal levels.
Yes, as they called her, Love is Blurry, because she kept squinting and doing the duck face.
Oh, her.
Because she was dead. That.
Yeah.
Wrong. Now, I don't understand why Kyle was trying to force this to work, because what I'm not going to do is
Kyle
somebody,
is who Shayna got with.
Yes. What I'm not going to do is try to convince somebody that I've only dated for 10 days that us being married is definitely going to work. We both have to be insane together. Right. It can't be me be crazy, you be sane. That's not going to work.
Right. I'm still mad that Shake made it that far. Like, I can't believe that she still chose him.
Well, I think like, Deep has a little bit of a low self-esteem because truly his showing in the beginning like was so terrible, but she felt like they had connected so much on a emotional level. I'm like, but you got to take the whole picture.
Yeah,
this is not somebody
you
get. You're not taking 10 years of experience and being like some of this bad stuff. You're taking 10 days. So if he had two terrible days.
Yeah.
20% of him is trash.
And you got to realize he's asking everybody the same questions. So however, what was it, 15 women and 15 men or something?
I don't know. It was a
lot of them. And it's like he done asked all these people these same questions, these shallow questions. You see how deep of a thought process he goes into to a specific thing, which is looks. That's all he was worried about.
Now, what I really wanted to know after watching that reunion is there was another couple on there, Shane. And he was with, I can't remember her name. She was the Asian lady. Don't remember her name. They
her
broke up.
Name was,
I don't remember her name. I'm sure Patreon will tell me here in a second. I want to know what drug he was on. Cause he,
Natalie.
He was losing his ever loving mind during the reunion. When they brought up him and Shayna meeting up after the show, he was just,
Not even on the reunion, even when at the wedding. When she said no, he was already frustrated. But that's the same energy he came at her with. You know, it's like he went on the defensive immediately.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, whatever. You know, he just kind of shut down. And even you could tell the producers asked him, like, you know, so how do you feel? You know, my heart's broke. I mean, what do you want me to say? It's like, but then at the reunion, you're right. He was just, he was extremely uncomfortable.
Like, you can't tell someone you hate them and think they're going to recover from that.
Yeah.
The like, next you tell somebody day to get that you, married. Like, that's just.
How do you get to that point? You know, I hate you.
That's the thing. I think when he gets mad, he flies off of the deep end. Like, and I can see how Natalie was just like, no, it's not going to happen. And then the fact that they didn't address how Shayna was talking out the side of her neck.
She was. That
saying
chick.
That their relationship was a joke.
Yeah.
They should have dragged Shayna.
They should have dragged her. Why didn't they? Nobody drug her. The
they
should have
drug her. They should have drug Mallory.
Oh, Mallory should have been drugged. Yeah, she's
Jerbear.
Trash.
And she also led ukulele man.
Oh yeah, she led
Sal
him on.
She knew she wasn't
ukulele
interested
man.
In him.
Yeah, she was not at one point in time.
I was like, girl, why are you lying to this? And I was so glad they showed the clip again because it lets you know how conceited she was. She was like, I'm just looking for a guy to be like, you know, you're gorgeous. Let me do this for you. You know, you're amazing, amazing looking. Let me do this for you. You're beautiful. I was like, okay, girl, we get it. You cute. What does this have to do with this?
Yeah.
You're saying that people should do these things for you because you look good? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. They had, and then the other couple, the dude was, what was his name? I don't. He was so toxic. He was just there to gossip.
Oh, the one that I was like, I think he might be bi.
Nick, no, he's definitely.
And Danielle.
Yeah, Nick. He definitely, I don't know. He's definitely didn't seem like he was there for a woman.
I don't know. He was there for, I definitely think he was there for love in whatever form it came. And being that they only set up, you know.
Male.
That he was willing to take love in that way. I would be amazed if they made it just because the way they would go at it.
They would go at it off of, would you like a glass of water?
It's like, yes.
That would then turn into like, well, how did y'all get here?
Yeah, I don't know. Though that's the only reason why. I can believe that he, you know, would want to live a life with any gender, whether it be man or woman. But the way them two communicated was just.
Yeah, it was hilarious to me how he, when she was sick and he went out to the beach, this is earlier, and he just literally went out there to get juice, cause trouble, gossip, and then take it back to her. Meanwhile, she's in the room dying. He's like, but I got some tea for you, though.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So before we continue to our next segment, let's talk about two more of our sponsors. So our next sponsor is Helix, which me and Marcus are very close to because we sleep on a Helix mattress every single night. We love that thing. It came to our door. So first of all, we took the Helix sleep quiz, right? And so it found out how we sleep. So I am a side sleeper for most of the night. You are a...
I'm side. I try to stay on my side, but I end up on my stomach.
I was about to say, you end up on your stomach. So
I got issues.
He's a side back. And so what they did was, and then they asked us like what type of firmness we like. And we're both medium. I don't like it too soft to where I think it's going to envelop me. And I don't like it hard to make me think that I'm a soldier. So we got the Midnight Lux mattress, which we adore. We also got our son a mattress as well, and he loves it too. So we got most of the mattresses in our house are Helix mattresses. The quiz only takes a couple of minutes. It takes about 2 minutes to take. It matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. Would you buy a mattress made for someone else? Absolutely not. With Helix, you're getting a mattress that you'll know will be perfect for the way you sleep. Everyone's unique, and Helix knows that, so they have several different mattress models to choose from. They have soft, medium, and firm mattresses. Mattresses great for cooling you down if you sleep hot, like myself. A mattress is great for spinal alignment to prevent morning aches, like my husband. And even Helix Plus mattresses for plus-size sleepers. Isn't that wonderful? If you're looking for a mattress, take the quiz. Order the mattress you're matched to, and then the mattress will come right to your door, shipped for free, and you'll never have to go to the mattress store again.
I'm going to tell you how much I like his mattress.
Go ahead, baby. Tell him.
I talk to it when I get out of the bed in the morning.
You're so silly.
I'd be like, hey, I appreciate that.
Good job. Thank you for holding me up.
Well, high five.
The reason why, now truly, the reason why this mattress is so amazing, the reason why it's got the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ and Wired Magazine is because it is a hybrid mattress.
It's a spring. So it's spring and foam. So it's not just solid memory foam to where, you know, a lot of memory foams, people that have them, they know they kind of, your body sinks into them. Mm-hmm. And then the spring is known for being, it doesn't level out your body properly. Well, this one, the inner core is spring and it's topped with memory foam.
So that gives you the support that you need. So the memory foam helps let it form to your body some, and then the springs help support you. So things like back pains and issues like that are a thing of the past. So just go to helixsleep.com/argue.
Argue.
Take their 2-minute quiz, sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a custom mattress that you will get the best sleep of your life on. They have a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up if you don't love it, but you will. Helix is even has financing options and flexible payment plans, so you can have a great night's sleep. And it won't be that far away. It'll be right there as soon as you get there. Boop. As soon as the mattress gets there. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/argue.
Argue.
Again, that's helixsleep.com/argue.
Argue.
So once you wake up, right, from your amazing sleep, you should be doing your body right because your body did right in sleep. Now start your day off right. And the way you want to start your day off is with ritual. Okay, so we all have gaps in our diet. It doesn't matter how great we eat, okay? It doesn't matter if you're vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, if you're omnivore. You are going to have gaps in your diet, and they shouldn't be ignored. Over 97% of women ages 19 through 50 aren't getting enough vitamin D from their diet, and 95% aren't getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s. Well, Ritual is committed, okay, to giving you some of the best multivitamins your body could ever want. First of all, it is GMO, okay, free, and it is vegan-friendly ingredients, And the stuff that's going in is so high quality that your body knows what to actually do with it, okay? So there's no shady stuff happening in these vitamins. They also have a delayed release capsule that allows the vitamin to travel through your body and get to where it's supposed to before your body starts absorbing it, because you absorb your nutrients in your intestines. A lot of these cheap vitamins, they are dissolving in your stomach. So you ain't got nothing. You didn't get not a dang on thing.
Any of that nourishment.
You just pee and neon pee. You didn't get nourishment. Well, Ritual has their delayed release, which allows your body to really get all of the things it needs. It's getting that premium fuel. It's getting these no fillers, just really, really good. Really, really good multivitamins. Right now, Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/argue.
Argue.
And turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/argue.
Argue.
And the one thing I will add is that these are delivered right to your door.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to go out to get them. They are delivered right, and you can start, snooze, or stop your orders whenever you want to. So, again, go to ritual.com/argue.
Argue.
All right, guys, moving on. I'm just loving this. We have a topic, and the main topic today is, are we officially post-COVID? As mask mandates are lifting all over the country and case rates are falling, are we, and we're all on the edge of our seats wondering if we're finally approaching the end of the pandemic. If, in fact, we are approaching the end, what pandemic lessons are we taking into our post-pandemic marriage, family, and work life?
Honestly, I don't think we're post-COVID
or post-pandemic.
Post-pandemic. No, because for one, it's still affecting a lot of the world. And even when, let's say they say, all right, everybody can remove your mask. Like, they make that announcement, what's today? Let's say they make that announcement this weekend.
Uh-huh.
On Monday, all mask mandates throughout the country are completely, or whoever, whatever country decides, no longer required.
Uh-huh.
You still have a good majority of the people that will still, I ain't gonna say a majority, but you still have a lot of people that will continue to wear masks, because you still have people continuing to catch COVID. You still have people continuing to go to the hospital.
Right.
These newer strands aren't as severe as the strands before. They claim numbers are going down. The severity is going down, which is all great.
Uh-huh.
But as long as it's around, I feel like it won't be post, because you'll still have people paranoid about it. Like out here in California, a lot of people, you can go in restaurants now, you can go in places, you don't have to wear a mask. I continue to wear mine, and I'm definitely not alone. It's probably, I would say, one in every third person still wears a mask that I've seen.
Yeah, out here in California.
In California, yeah.
I don't think we are necessarily post-pandemic, but I do think that the different governors and probably even our president is like, we're about to be in survival of the fittest mode.
Yeah, no,
like,
definitely.
Like, meaning, you know, we have tried, especially in the states that have been a little more liberal leaning, we have tried to put things in place to protect you, the people, the citizens. And there are a lot of people who don't want it. They're not going to do right. They're not going to abide by it, you know, for whatever reason. And I don't want to, let me not say do right. For whatever reason it is, they are not going to participate in any mandates that impede on their day-to-day life. Well, when those decisions are being made by people, it does come down to, well, we're just going to have to let the folk that can survive this, survive it. And
right.
The folk that don't, this will be potentially the thing that takes them out. That's what it feels like. And I'm not sure. I mean, this is not the first pandemic that the world has ever gone through. It's the first one that my peers have ever lived through. And I think my mother as well. I don't recall.
This is the first one to this scale.
Oh, no. The Spanish flu, that took 6 years.
I think the difference is the population.
Well, the population, we weren't traveling like that.
Right,
we didn't have
right.
planes
yeah,
and
exactly. That's
and
what
boats
I'm saying. The first
stuff.
One to the
I mean,
scale.
We had boats, but.
Because you could have a new strand that hits And it just takes one person to get on a flight and fly somewhere else. And there you go. The strand is spread. But
absolutely. So I feel as though we aren't post-pandemic in the fact of we will still be affected by COVID. But I do think we are post-pandemic in the fact that the government is no longer going to do anything in aiding in how we deal with this. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the benefits that people were getting with, you know, student loan deferment and just like deferment of paying, you know, mortgage or rent, those are going to be out the water. That's gone. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So in that sense, we're not in a pandemic. It's going to be like, oh, well, you got COVID. Well, you just ain't going to get your money for 2 weeks. You just going to not have a job for 2 weeks. I don't think there'll be any more concessions. I don't know how much it's going to affect Hollywood, though, because I don't, you know, it's easier, let's say last week before they, or the week before last, before they started lifting the mandates. It's easier for me to contact trace when almost everybody I'm around has on a mask in public settings, mm-hmm. because I then know who I haven't been around, who I have been around that doesn't have on a mask. Mm-hmm. Like, I know it's you. I know it's Kevin. But I know my kids haven't been around anyone not masked because they're in places where the mandate is in place mm-hmm. that everybody got to have on a mask. So now, as LAUSD is lifting its
that's
mandate.
The school system that we have out here.
As Los Angeles is, if I am, let's say, it's very rare for people to catch COVID in the grocery store, but if I'm in the grocery store in the same aisle with somebody for a nice amount of time, I don't know if I end up with COVID, I won't know if I got it from them or if I got it from you or if I got it from Kev, if I got it from one of the kids, because we're now all more exposed than what we were before. Right. So with Hollywood still having the stipulation of you have to be vaccinated, boosted. They do COVID testing daily. I don't know how they're going to be able to keep actors safe unless actors have to agree to be in a, like, basically quarantine away from everyone until the show finishes shooting.
But that's the thing, like you were saying, you said it before, it's like that's liability that they don't want to incur. So I feel like that'll be up to them. And that's why I think that they'll continue to situations like that. Not to say actors are the only ones to do that, but like some companies and businesses don't want the liability. So they're like, no, we're going to keep these in place. And two, like, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, baby.
No, but even like the reason I say we're still there is because regardless of what the government does, the population is still going to be, even let's say, like I said, let's say they remove everything. People are still going to be reacting the same way. Like, I had a cold, 2 weeks ago. I'm coughing and hacking up still. Granted, I wasn't going around people like that. But nobody's going to look at me as like, that's just a cold. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, if I'm in the store, I am that person to where if somebody's over there coughing and hacking and I'll wait till you leave the aisle or I just won't go in there. You know what? I don't even need what was down there no more.
I'm
one of those people.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think everybody's about to get more lax. I just do.
Yeah, I think naturally it'll come to that as people are around more people and it starts to feel quote unquote normal again.
Mm-hmm.
I think people will get more laxed. But
I mean, just think about Disney World. They took away that mask mandate right before we got there and it was us in mask and maybe three other people.
Now I will say, in Disney World, I saw a lot more people wearing masks than what I expected to.
Oh, well, then I was watching, I was like, two people because it felt like there was only three.
I saw it every time. I was like, oh, people actually got their mask on out here.
It didn't seem like it at all to me. I was like, I see your teeth. That's what.
Most people definitely did not have on a mask, but there was, like I said, there was a lot more than what I expected to have on masks.
Yeah, so so lessons that I will take into, I am definitely now more concerned about my personal space in public than what I ever have been. Like, I used to not have, like, those, I used to not think about it. Not that I wanted people in my personal space, but now I'm very much so, like,
yeah,
I'm not wanting to have conversations with people if they don't have on a mask. I'm just like,
yeah, if I don't know them, yeah, I I'm not in your face like that. Even like, of course, gas, that's a topic right now, expensive gas. But like going to the gas station, there's nobody that treats the gas station the way they used to. Yeah. You are cleaning your hands before you get back. People still wearing gloves at the gas station.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people. I take my sanitizer with me as I'm pumping gas and just set, because usually depending on what station I go to, I got to run the pump twice.
It's definitely, we'll come back to it after this last sponsor, and then we're going to I think one or two more segments before we close out the podcast. But y'all know who our last sponsor is. We like to call them Plates, but their real name is Every Plate. It is America's number one value meal kit. Y'all know that we love this in our home. A lot of meal kits come with a very heavy price tag. Every Plate is like, don't you worry about it, sweetheart. We're not only going to fill your belly, we're going to keep your bank account full as well. Because with Every Plate, you can literally get a meal for $1.79. That's crazy. Wouldn't we love gas to be that price?
Absolutely.
Every Plate is cheaper than gas. Are you kidding me? So that's what makes them sets them apart from a lot of the other meal kits, is that if you're in the mode of like definitely saving money and wanting to cut back on what you spend, Every Plate is the meal kit for you. What I love about Every Plate is that it's quality ingredients that come carefully packed and pre-portioned. They help you save money and reduce food waste, like the bag of mixed greens and baby spinach that we have to throw out about every single week. You get to choose from 17 recipes that change each week. Swap proteins, veggies, and sides to your liking. Also, you get to get this delivered directly to your door. So you're not having to go to the grocery store to be able to have to get anything for your dinner. It's going to be right there in the box. So you are able to get your meal put together in about 30 minutes or less, which is fantastic. And put it like this, one meal from Every Plate is about the same cost as a cup of coffee. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
A whole meal.
So we really do enjoy Every Plate. I love being able to cook it with my kids. I even like to save the recipe cards, because I'm like, oh, I can cook this on my own another day, especially if it's really good. So try Every Plate for just $1.79 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code
ARGUE179. ARGUE179.
Get started with Every Plate for just $1.79 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code
ARGUE179. ARGUE179.
That's up to $104 value. Thank you so much, Every Plate, for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you, Every Plate.
So yeah, also the one thing that I have taught, that the pandemic has taught me, is to live for the now, because you have no idea what is about to pop up around the corner that is going to shake up your whole world. So just, you know, making sure I get time with my family is really important, with my friends, just because I actually know of people who lost their parents during that. This is not like, oh, my one friend's cousin, such and such.
No.
These are people who are close to me who actually lost their parent because of COVID. Mm-hmm. Like, this was not something that, you know, when you are younger and you are afraid of your parents dying, you don't think one day they might die of a really bad cold. You're not, this did not exist.
Yeah.
So, like, that's a big thing that, a big lesson that I'm going to take with me once we are officially post-pandemic. You, babe?
It's sort of the same. It's like that was the beginning of the pandemic, like a year prior to the pandemic, I'd say. I went in a different path in my career a year before. And then the year of is when, you know, everything was just like, what is happening?
Right.
Like the year in 2020, I was thinking in 2019, it's like, you know, one day I'm going to be able to be in this certain position and do this. Yeah. And then in the pandemic, it was like, or in end of 2019, I was like, I don't want to do this. I need to come up out of my job. Like, why am I here? So 2020, spending that whole time in a job, or luckily thinking I'm lucky because I have that job, because, you know, everything is shutting down.
Yeah.
Everything. And I'm like, this industry is going strong. I ain't got nothing to worry about. Mm-hmm. And then stepping into 2021, like, peace.
Bye.
And then, you know, being comfortable to do that. But with that said, it's like it's kind of on the same plate of not waiting to do anything. Mm-hmm. Like any ambitions, all of that, just go ahead and do it. Don't wait on nothing. Don't wait on nobody's approval. If you got the idea, fail at trying to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're going to fail, fail trying to do it instead of just not trying at all.
Come on. All right. Our last segment of the podcast is audience question. This is something that we're only going to take from our Patreon. So if you want to be able to ask us a question that we will play live here on the podcast, go ahead and join our Patreon. Okay. So this is the question that we have for today. Hold on, guys. I forgot that I turned it down. Hold on.
Gosh, are you serious?
Here's a good one. What habits have you all noticed within each other that you believe your spouse got from you or vice versa?
This is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that makes sense.
That was from Carmen Dolphin. Thank you so much for submitting the question.
Thank you, Carmen. You want me to go first?
You tell me what you got for me. I know I already know what you're going to say.
What
go
am I
going to
say?
No. Go ahead.
Stubbornness. I was not this stubborn before Angel rubbed off on me.
Really?
Yeah, and I can deal with mess now.
That's what I knew you were going to say. That's number two. I knew you were going to say that.
I can deal with clutter now.
It's all digs that I knew. I was like, he ain't gonna say nothing nice. No. It's not no hold on. Those were the you gave two.
Can I give three?
No.
Three is the magic number.
No, it's not. I just want you to know that that is what you did. You came out with two digs.
You right.
From the gate.
Yeah. Because you don't ever say you got anything positive for me.
That's exactly what I was going to do.
What?
I was going to say I have a better judgment of people because of you.
No, usually you say my tongue is a lot quicker now. Because I know how to tear people down. Now.
First of all, that's not what I was going to say. I said what I was going to say. But that I find to be a great quality.
To tear people down, Angel?
No. To have a quicker tongue? To be able to come at the attack? I don't want to be nobody's victim.
To be able to hold my ground?
That's not
in any situation?
That's not how
that's stubborn.
Whatever, Marcus.
To be able to hold my ground.
Whatever. Just know that that's what you decided to do. I was coming to give you your props. That's what I was
Can I say
do.
A third? I can't say another.
No.
I was gonna give you your flowers. But
for
okay.
what?
When, all right, not then, after, for what?
For what?
So I won't give you your flowers. It don't matter now.
Do not gaslight me. That's what that is.
All right.
You took digs and now like, oh, so you don't want me to. You didn't already threw manure on whatever flowers are going to.
The manure helps flowers grow. That's fertilizer, is it not?
You see?
Huh? Huh? Is that a word?
And he's saying,
"Hey,
he said I gave him this stubbornness. Sounds like it came from out of
yeah,
him.
Oh yeah, no, that came to me in 2000, and
I am a better judge of people because of this man. It doesn't take me as long to figure out people, and I can then decide how if I want them in my life or where they will be placed in my life if they are there. So it takes a lot less time. Cause listen, what I know for one thing, time is a commodity that we cannot get back.
Nah, time, that's at one. You can't buy time. Time is gonna come and it's gonna go, regardless of what you're doing.
Listen, somebody said this argument is sponsored by Patreon.
Carmen.
Oh my goodness.
Angel helped my hustle.
Oh, thank you.
For real, I wouldn't be diving into this ambition because I looked at it being ambitious. Ambition for me, when I had my first child, I was like, I can't live out those dreams because I got to support a family. And you showed me otherwise.
I love how stubborn he is and how it was like, we're not doing a third. And he's
because
like,
of you. See?
He's like,
you taught me that.
He's like, you I'm ain't about
say
to
it
have
anyway.
Me end as the villain of
I'm going to say, I'm going to be the villain anyway. I don't care about that. I
no,
live.
You ain't nobody's
I engulf
villain.
Myself. I take the
no.
cloak of villainry and just
no, you don't.
Get
stop
all
it.
In it like, yes, hate
stop,
me.
Stop. Anyways, you guys, we hope you like the new format. For those who are watching live, once we get all of our technical stuff together, you'll get a better streaming experience. But for today, we just wanted to get it up because we had been at it for about an hour. But again, if you want to see us do this live, you can go to patreon.com/thatchickangel. You can follow me on all social media platforms at That Chick Angel, other than Twitter, which is Angel the Actress.
When's the last time we done that close, this close? I feel like we just be like, all right then, y'all.
You know, I did it last week, or did I did you? It the week before when you had to leave. You can follow Marcus at?
Marcus ain't on the gram. Marcus ain't on the book. Tank Don't Talk.
On TikTok.
On TikTok.
And he just started uploading again on Tanksley TV.
Yeah, Tanksley TV. I got one I'm going to probably post today or tomorrow.
On a YouTube.
On YouTube, Tanksley TV.
And again, a great shout out to our producer extraordinaire who's been with us for 3 hours because today was just a hot mess. But she's now introducing to the world of this is what's normal for us. Technical difficulties?
Oh, yeah.
We are the technical difficulties Tanksley.
That's what we do.
Let's just
hope. If it don't start with a technical difficulty, worry about us.
Right. Let's just hope any of this makes it online because we don't know what recorded. All right, you guys. Until next Wednesday, y'all be blessed, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Holla back, fam.